We're asking for your pledges of support this morning. Coming up, we'll have Racial Reckoning, and then we've got a story from National Public Radio about kids teaching kids. And then after that, kids are teaching us.
Yeah, that's right.
Students who send us their phenology reports help us understand nature. Latimer connects with teachers all across Minnesota, helps them figure out how to teach nature, how to teach phenology. They send their reports in to us. When I hear it, I feel hope because I hear those voices and I learn something new each and every Tuesday.
Yeah, and when I'm out with those kids, I'm absolutely overwhelmed with hope. Hope for the future, hope for children, hope for nature. It's just a great experience to be out there with them.
You can support this kind of programming that helps all of us out, that connects us to each other. 800-662-5799. $5 a month is all it takes. Keep us going this morning. It is the Hope Membership Drive. John, I was going to ask you something about the students. I'm trying to remember. Oh, did you ever think when you started the phenology show? I know you kind of got, you were a mail carrier, but did you ever think that kids 35 years ago would have heard it and they would have been inspired and now they have their PhDs in nature-related sciences because they grew up listening to it?
I had no idea. And it's funny that you should mention that because the other day I was up at the bog and this couple came kind of wandering down the walkway and they were looking at stuff and I was doing my pictures and I pointed out some things that were there that they could look at, and it turns out that they were the mother and father of Lori Petrowski, and Lori is one of those people who went on to get her at least a master's. I don't want to make her a doctor yet, but Lori went on to get a master's, and she is now working in Alaska doing phenology for I want to say NOAA, but it's not NOAA. It's a government agency that
we've talked to her before, right?
Yes, we have, yeah. Many times, yeah. And It was just thrilling for me to meet her parents, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty special. I did not anticipate any of that. And in fact, when I first began doing phenology, I was simply telling people what I was seeing on my mail route, and the response was immediate and genuine, and it was overwhelming. And at some point, a year or two into it, I realized that I couldn't stop doing it because my audience would kill me.
It had to be done.
You know, it just got to a point where I realized, holy mackerel, this is bigger than me, and it's bigger than a lot. It's bigger than I ever thought it would be, and it has just continued to grow. We've had a bit of a withering this year because of the distancing that we've had to maintain. But believe me, as soon as we are all vaccinated and we are all safe from COVID, I will be back in the schools, and we will be back telling children and adults about the world that they're living in and why it's important and why it's so fascinating, endlessly fascinating. Yeah.
Support this kind of programming, phenology, 800-662-5799.